B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to your phones. Seeing you waiting there.
What's up?
Pat's in Winthrop. What do you got, Pat?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Two quick points, and then I'll hang up. First of all, Antonio Brown's agent this morning said that he wanted to come to New England, so I think it's like the NBA where they want to create their own super teams. And the second thing is, you got me confused here about the money thing. He got a 2-year contract with the Patriots, right? The second year is a team option.
Correct.
Base salary for $1 million, $9 million bonus over 2 years. Didn't he have a lot more than that in Oakland?
Yes.
All right, I got to hang up.
He did, but he'll be able to go back on to the free agent market in March. I don't think they're going to pick up this option.
Right.
I think
just like Revis.
It's a dummy year. They're not going to pick it up.
It's like that's why he extended Brady's deal, right?
And it's
you gave him the bonus.
And it's fully guaranteed that $20 million option. If the Patriots, in theory, were to pick up the option, you understand that the $30 million guaranteed he would have made it back in 2 seasons that he had on that contract in Oakland. That's making it all back in 2 years in New England, what he had on the deal in Oakland. Right?
If you care so much about money. It's just
business is booming, guys.
I still can't believe he's here. Really
business
can't.
Is booming. Antonio Brown sitting in piles of money. Yeah. So it's about the $10 million that's coming to him guaranteed plus $5 million in bonuses. Bonus money for his performance and ability to stay on the roster, which is a total of $500,000.
Like he's got crazy-ass Rolls Royce painted like a Steeler helmet. He's got the fur coats in it. I'm talking from a flashy perspective. Like, you go past the player's lot here that's fenced in.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of trucks, Jeeps.
Pickups.
Ford's cars.
A lot of pickups.
Even Brady's. Brady drives an Audi here. And I know he has other nice cars at home.
He's got a pickup.
Sometimes he drives that truck, that Raptor.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown comes in with that Rolls Royce here, it's going to look awkward.
Like, out of place.
We played out Miami, and Miami's they all got Lamborghinis, Ferraris. Like, it's different down there because that's all they care about is their cars down there. They
don't Rolls care about Royce the in that parking lot out there will be out of place.
He's gonna have to adapt quickly here because he will stick out like a sore thumb. Like, he's going to find out it's really different here. Really different.
Oh, yeah, that it's about the football here?
Wow, man. Like, here's my question, too.
Yeah, it's going to be really different for him. He's going to find out that they really just really care about the football day-to-day.
It's new to him. It's nice. Okay, Tom picks him up. Wow, Tom, you got a nice house. This is great. No, okay. So we're getting that first team meeting. Actual first special teams meeting, which starts the day, and Bill's up there. And Brown maybe sits in the third row, but he looks down, and Brady's there, and Brady has all his notes out, and he's copying everything that the special team, that Joe Judge is saying.
You think Brady showed him the binders last night?
Maybe. Maybe.
That we saw in Tom versus
Maybe.
Time?
See, that's the thing.
Here, Antonio, here's my
the first time Bill
here's
talks.
My 2 decades worth of handwritten notes from my NFL career. Do you have anything like that? No, Tom. Actually, I just set up all my 5 or 6 tablets during the meetings and don't pay attention.
No, that's
what do
not
you do
happen.
During the meetings?
Well, that's not going to happen. See, and that's the thing. Like,
could you talk about two guys that are more different?
Pittsburgh had that jack wagon environment. Remember Harrison when he came here? There were stories of Harrison had a Lazy Boy chair that he slept in and didn't even watch film. But they allowed that to happen. At what point will Brown come in and say, wow, look how McCourty and these guys are all like sheep. Coach comes in, everybody shuts up. Oh, there's nobody jacking around? Wow, this place is different. There's no head coach. There's no Frank Caliendo here. We're not doing skit night. This is weird. We're not playing music? We can't play music in our locker room? No, can't. It's ain't Seattle.
Wait,
this isn't Miami.
Wait, Tom, you pay attention during these meetings? I usually just catch up on Stranger Things.
Why is Brady here?
What? What? I usually just put my headphones on.
See, but I'm saying, you hope all this stuff clicks.
You bring no tablets to meetings? I bring three tablets.
One for my Instagram, one for Twitter, and one to watch movies. And then my phone is out, too, in case anyone texts
me. Why do you need another iPad? Oh, because I have Instagram on this one. I want Twitter on the other one.
Twitter, Instagram, Netflix on this one. And then my phone in my hand for anyone who needs to reach me, needs to get in touch.
He's on Snapchat, too, right? He's
whatever that. Again, that's what one I've Snapchat? Never figured that thing out. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't either. What is Snapchat?
I don't know. I just know that when it started, I just know that that was all about the nudie pics when that thing started.
But if the other person can... Now, Hardy, you're active on that. Not on that, but... Can't you take a picture of that?
Take a picture of what? Oh, no.
Like the pic?
I believe screenshotting is disabled.
Is that where the picture came from? Where did the picture come from?
I have no idea. I saw it reposted on
I think it came
Twitter
from Snapchat, but I'm not 100% sure.
Is that where it came from? Dirty Patriot porn last night. That's what that is. Brady and AB together at Brady's house. Mike in the car. Mike.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, I want to tie Malcolm Butler into this whole conversation. You know, because I think a lot of this, everybody's talking about rewarding bad behavior. They haven't rewarded bad behavior at Patriot Place just yet with Antonio Brown. So my point is, well, who knows what prompts what type of behavior from a guy in a different organization. I think Antonio's a clown, but I also think that if he shows up here and acts like a clown, he's going to be gone. So I just don't understand all the outrage. I mean, where's the outrage for... you know, guys like Tyreek Hill and Stephen Wright and Kobe Bryant and Robert Parrish and, you know, over the years and years, guys that have done cross that line, the criminal line. He hasn't crossed the criminal line.
Right.
And so when I look at bad behavior and whether the Bill Belichick rewards it or disciplines it, look at Malcolm Butler. We don't know what he did, but I think universally it's believed anyway that he did something of a disciplinary nature, broke some rule, and not only did Malcolm Butler pay the price, but essentially a lot of people believe Bill Belichick sacrificed a Super Bowl in the name of standing to his behind his principle of disciplining bad behavior. I don't know
if anything Brown's done is he's committed crimes against his own teams, not a actual criminal act, but
so what?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
And This is a win-at-all-costs league, man. And it does say something, though, that Bill's got this guy after, you know, people are pretty much aware of his relationship with Mayock and he's friendly with Gruden. This means Bill doesn't care.
These guys are more, what anybody thinks, you know, this is a horrible thing to say.
About coaching.
But these guys are more harmful to your football team than the guys with actual criminal problems.
Yeah, because this is basically their escape.
Guys that have criminal problems outside your building where they're dealing with legal matters.
Get me to work.
Maybe, you know, great football players and great teammates. Doesn't necessarily mean they're bad people to go to work with or go out on the field and play with. Might not make them good people. Might not make the people you want to root for on Sunday as a fan. But in terms of managing the locker room and managing the team, just because you have outside problems doesn't mean you have inside problems.
We haven't got too many
These angry. Are inside problems.
We haven't got too many angry. I'm not going to any more games. Sold my season tickets. We haven't got too many of those calls.
Well,
you're
no,
all
because
going to go and you're all going to cheer.
Because he's not a detestable person in real life. You just don't like him as a football player. He's not a real-life bad guy like some other guys in this league.
That's everything
Kansas City.
That's everything you've been trained to root against.
It's just that he's just not Patriot-like. That's all. He's not like some of these other guys in this league. Again, Kansas City. Thoughts and prayers go out to their receiver there.
That's a shame.
Dealing with some things. Thoughts and prayers for sure. 617-779-0985. What, Jim? What?
I don't know. Is his shoulder okay? Is he going to be able to discipline his son with his shoulder?
I hope so.
I don't know.
Speaking of disciplinary
problems,
can
he do it with his other hand, his offhand maybe?
I hope so. Let's get to a quick Red Sox items. because our phones just crashed again. Documenting how many times that happens today. Put that right down in my notes. Let's get to a Red Sox item because it's possible that Alex Cora does not survive the change in leadership on Yawkey Way, which I find unbelievable. We'll get to that story coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Kevin, you have full assurance that you will remain manager of this team.
I mean, as of now, yeah. That's how I feel. I wake up this morning and I feel like, yeah.
But I had the owners told you that.
Oh, we haven't talked about that. Yeah, I mean, I think we're like in the first stages of whatever is going to happen in the upcoming months.
That's Alex Cora yesterday. This story from MassLive.com that was posted yesterday by beat writer Christopher Smith. He references those quotes from Alex Cora pregame and writes that ownership hasn't given Alex Cora any assurances that he will manage beyond 2019. Henry, Werner, and President Sam Kennedy did not make themselves available to the media.
That's just a crock.
Cora and the Red Sox agreed to a contract extension after the 2018 World Series. It runs through 2021 with a club option for 2022. Let's hear more from Alex Cora, what he said following what we just heard.
One thing for sure, I'll be me. You know, I'm not going to change. This is what, you know, people respect or like about me. That, you know, it's not as black and white as Joey, you know, my brother. But, you know, I'm pretty honest, conviction. And I think I can help baseball teams to accomplish their goals, you know. So we'll see where it takes us. Right now we got four people that are, you know, going to be running the baseball operation, very respected people that, you know, they're not new for me because between Dave and the four of them, you know, they were always around. They're always around as a people that we really trust and we really like. And it's going to be interesting, obviously, because it's a new dynamic, but it's not, actually not that new because one thing about it, the last 2 years, it's all about teamwork here. And Eddie, Raquel, Zach, and BOH, you know, that's what they're going to do, try to put this organization, you know, at its best every day.
I think I can help baseball teams to accomplish their goals. That sounds like a guy who knows he's here for sure. And he even said, the first clip there, we haven't talked about that. I think we're in the first stages of whatever's going to happen in the upcoming months. His future. So we haven't talked about my future. Can't tell you about that. Dan Roach had this tweet 13 minutes ago. Sources tell me Alex Cora will be back as manager of the Red Sox in 2020. John Henry, Tom Werner, and Sam Kennedy addressed the team on Tuesday afternoon in the clubhouse to express their confidence in Cora. That timeline doesn't add up.
Why? Because it's not Tuesday afternoon yet?
Correct. So, wait a minute, unless he had a meeting.
Maybe Dan Roach was scheduled the tweet and it was supposed to come out at like 5 o'clock and it came out early?
It's Tuesday at 11 when he puts that out. I mean, what? Did he mean Monday afternoon? I thought he maybe just meant Monday afternoon.
He tweeted the same thing again a minute ago.
Oh, he did?
Tuesday afternoon. And it's like he tried to do it over and then he tweeted the same thing.
Maybe he's down Disney World snorting pixie dust.
Okay. Maybe let me text Rochi and find out. to just to make sure. I had maybe assumed,
phone.
I had maybe assumed that he had meant Monday afternoon because it's not yet Tuesday afternoon.
He did follow it up by saying Henry, Werner, and Kennedy also expressed to the team Tuesday in their meeting how confident they are in baseball operations department spearheaded by Eddie Romero, Brian O'Halloran, Zach Scott, and Raquel Ferreira.
Oh, all the people
that is a disaster waiting to happen. You can't have four.
That's exactly
people
the name
shots.
Core stacked up.
Someone has to be named boss.
Well, the Buster Only column that he wrote, posted last night said that Raquel Ferreira will oversee the three assistants.
Okay, someone has to be boss. So we need to know if the meeting with players was yesterday or today. If it was today, then it makes sense. Then something has changed since yesterday afternoon, and they've made it clear that Alex Cora is coming back. Because if for some reason his job is in jeopardy, doesn't that feel a little ridiculous?
Yeah.
His job shouldn't be. I mean, I don't think he's had a good year. Obviously, no one's had a good year over there. But now you're going to fire him, too? You think he deserves to get fired?
No, I don't.
Is anyone calling for him to get fired?
Do you view him as a, like you thought, like, Theo and Tito were, like, joined at the hip kind of thing. Like, I did anyways as a fan. I didn't think that about Cora and Dombrowski. I thought them as, like, separate entities. They weren't the same. Like, they weren't a package deal. If one goes, both have to go. I didn't feel that at all.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, where's La Russa stand on all this, too? What's it? Yeah.
Okay, I just texted Rochi, and Rochi said the meeting with the players was yesterday.
Okay.
So was it yesterday? I'm going to have to call him during the break. We're going to find out here. Was it yesterday before Cora spoke and he didn't know?
Didn't say Cora was at the meeting.
Maybe Cora wasn't at the meeting and Cora just didn't know yet.
That would be even weirder.
That's just weirder. Like, what the hell's going on?
The manager's room is way off.
Yeah, I know. Shaughnessy told us. Yeah, manager's room way in the back now.
How can you F something up so badly from year to year? Seriously. They have perfected that art. They won a World Series last year.
David Ortiz was there last night. Number one, looks great. Just say that.
Oh, past that. This is stupid.
Looks fabulous. Love that he looks great.
Seems like they shoved this in.
Love that he was there. Love that he looks good. What the hell's with the timing of that?
They shoved it in.
Oh, everyone's pissed at us.
They're in panic.
Everyone thinks that we're trying to.
Oh, we need more Red Sox love.
News.
Right.
Oh, let's throw David Ortiz out there in the line of fire. That's a bad pun. Bad pun. Whoa. Let's not use that pun. someone just took his headset off. He's so mad at me.
That is so something I do.
That's a bad pun.
But even worse than
I mean, they didn't want to put him out to the firing squad either. So.
Jim, just double down. Jim doubling down. Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a bad one. So they just throw him out there last night. Like, they just pick that day?
Okay, we got to
like, oh, we're taking it from everybody today because we dumped the Dombrowski news last night, which, by the way, we're going to have Shaughnessy coming up later this week on Thursday.
Oh,
I'm not sure it was a news dump. He's going to know more than we know. Persistent rumors that they did not have plans to do it that night. Persistent rumors.
No.
That it did not go as planned with Dave Dombrowski. That line in Shaughnessy's column, that there is some smoke there to the he was seeking clarity on his situation. That he kept pressing and finally they just had a... Well, they gave him an answer because he kept seeking it. We'll find out. We got to press Shaughnessy on that to get an answer out of him on that one.
Patriots just tweeted, welcome to New England, Antonio Brown.
So we'll find out what happened there. But yesterday, they're taking heat from everybody. So it's like, well, let's do something positive. Here's David Ortiz, everybody.
But maybe they had that planned and it just happened to fall the day after Dombrowski got fired. Maybe it was like 2 weeks ago. Like, all right, we're going to want David out there. Let's just take a shot in the dark. Oh, that's bad, too. Let's just pick a date on the calendar. Pick a date on the calendar wrapping up the Yankees
series. Stop
shooting
from the hip already, all right?
Oh. Oh.
A lot of times when people undergo, like, a medical, trauma like that, they end up losing a lot of weight. Not the case. David looks like he's healthy, well-fed.
I thought Rich Shurtleff had a great tweet about this last night when it all went down. He summed it up in one tweet, David Ortiz saying, this is all so weird. What should have been a massive moment with David Ortiz throwing out the first pitch felt thrown together, rushed, and with questionable timing.
They ruined it.
Ortiz deserved better. I think that's probably true. I thought that was a great way to sum up an awkward.
It's like a show dog.
Timed moment.
So used him.
I think
so used him.
See, I think it's by
design. Felt like they were using him.
Yeah.
Well,
like dirty.
I felt it was by design. It's like, look, we're not going to make a big deal about this and announce it ahead of time because I know a lot of people still have a lot of questions and we don't necessarily. Want to answer them or have the answers. So, 45 minutes before it's supposed to happen. Yep, David Ortiz is going to throw out first pitch tonight. We're going to televise it live on NESN. Tune in. It's going to be fun. Ba-dum-bum-bum.
And we're still not talking to anybody about the fact that Dave Dombrowski got fired or that we just named four people to take over the job. None of us are going to talk about it. Nobody in ownership. We have multiple owners, and we have a president of the team, and none of us are going to talk about it. Sorry. Nope. None of us. We're going to let our players and our manager do the talking for us.
That's so bad for all those players that walk in there every day.
That's embarrassing.
That season
you should be embarrassed.
Reporters, your beat writers, they should hammer you for this. These guys in there every day covering this team. They deserve better than that. How big kick their ass over this.
Ridiculous.
Hey, did they do the overdramatic reading too for Ortiz?
No, they didn't. Any which, thank God, because I was like, "Oh no, here comes like, some horrible overdramatic."
Yes, they did.
Well, they what? It was brief though. It was brief. It was like maybe the most loved guy ever.
Maybe yes, he's a beloved figure. Perhaps even maybe one of the most beloved sports figures in the greater Boston area
but
ever.
They didn't mention
maybe.
What had happened to him. Which that's what I was referring to.
Yeah,
they didn't mention the dramatic events he's been through.
That's my whole point. They know something still stinks to high heaven about this, and they don't want to get into it.
Yeah, but
they've done such a good job.
Much like their newspaper.
Hey no, but
much
seriously.
Like their newspaper.
We come in every day like, nothing on Ortiz. Huh? This is weird. Haven't heard anything. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5. They've done such a good job keeping this thing quiet. Why use him like this? This is directly responsible. This is done because of what they did the night before. Period. No doubt about it.
Hardy has headlines, 617-779-0985. Do you have any Red Sox thoughts? We welcome those as well. It appears that Alex Cora is safe because ownership pretty much told the players that he's safe. That according to Dan Roach. That's the latest. So it appears that Cora is going to remain the team's manager going forward, and there will be four people taking over in the front office for now. More on that as well throughout the day, and more on the Patriots and their acquisition of Antonio Brown. So's going to tell me more about this tweet that he just referenced in passing. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction. Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we welcome home one of the most beloved people ever to wear the Red Sox uniform. In fact, he may be one of the most beloved people in the history of this city, his city, our city. Won't you please welcome the symbol of resilience, strength, triumph, and love, our one and only Big Poppy, Red Sox Hall of Famer number 34, David Ortiz.
Hardy's right.
All right, on second listen, Hardy's right.
Hardy's right.
That sucked too again.
Yeah. Oh, man.
God. That's just the Red Sox, though. They can't help themselves.
No, you can't. They
cannot help themselves.
Hey, to their credit,
they're incapable of not sounding obnoxious. They're just they can't help themselves.
Well, they're scrambling since yesterday or 2 days ago. Yeah, can't keep drinking.
Why are they so incapable of doing just?
Okay, I'm seeing the pictures of him for the first time. He looks good.
Just doing things the right way. Like, why are they so incapable of that?
Because
why is it so hard for them?
If this man is so beloved. More so than maybe any other human. even maybe on planet Mars, whatever.
Perhaps even maybe one of the most beloved sports figures in Boston of the last perhaps 75 to maybe even 100 years. How about one of the most beloved sports figures ever? What? Yeah. One of the most loved Red Sox players of all time. Maybe even...
If that's the case and we all feel that way, that he is.
Perhaps not as loved as he was before he got himself into this mess, which we're not really sure.
In fact, he may be one of the most beloved people in the history of this city.
Yeah, he is.
History of this city.
He is.
His city.
Just say it. One of the most beloved figures in the history.
This city.
Whatever. Oh, God.
City on a hill.
Stop. Hey. Stop!
Has a bridge.
Get to it. What? What about him? What?
Walked over his bridge on the way to Fenway Park.
You could have used a little poetry before.
Welcome him to the most beloved ballpark in America.
His ballpark.
You see what I'm saying?
This ballpark.
If that's the case, then you disrespected him with a 45-minute warning. This guy deserves his own night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They should have let all the fans know to be in their seats.
Your team's dead.
At a certain time.
Your team is dead. Guess what? In September.
They should
end of September. Have David Ortiz night. Make it a night
Hardy,
to come to the park for everybody.
Hardy, how much yesterday you were reading the Ace Ticket read? Ace Ticket was selling tickets to last night's game for what? $9?
Starting at $9.
Starting at $9, you could get through the gate last night at Fenway. And that was as of yesterday. Ace Ticket had tickets available for $9.
No,
$9
please
to see
welcome
David Ortiz
the symbol
night.
Of resilience, strength, triumph, and love. Our one and only Big Poppy, Red Sox Hall of Famer number 34, David Ortiz.
The Red Sox.
He was one of the most loved and honored players in Red Sox history. Maybe not so much now, as people have many questions as to what took place. However, that should not stop us from welcoming him back here tonight.
Stop. Say less. Just say his name.
And sadly, he doesn't deserve this. Not meaning over that. Like,
what, they're using him as a prop last night?
To be paraded out like that.
No, they should have.
To be paraded out for your, not your error, but the way things went down the night prior.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's supposed to. Wait, what's he, a puppet? Dance, no. dance, David,
no,
dance.
I didn't think of it like, I really
That's
didn't.
What I felt.
No, I didn't feel, but in terms of his remarks and what he said, he came out there and he thanked the Red Sox.
Yep.
He thanked his teammates. He thanked his friends on the Yankees.
The fans, for everyone that wished him well.
You know who he didn't thank, which I thought was a little bit odd?
Who?
Ask General.
All the doctors who patched him up.
Oh, well, he thanked them in statements like 14 times, though.
Okay.
The wife did.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Hardy's right. Oh,
phones are down again.
I'm with you on that, Hardy.
Did he
but
thank,
again,
did he thank
not
the,
spot, probably forced out there, so now all of a sudden he's got to get his thoughts together and have us talk about the next day. Well, maybe he should have done this or that. That's not his fault. I take that back, what I said.
What's this Antonio Brown tweet that you were...
It's official. You can actually talk about him as a player.
Why?
You know, within the building.
They announced
because
it yesterday.
Bill's so big. Bill's so big about, well, not until the player's in the building. Now.
They announced it yesterday.
They announced it. And you know, we read the
press release. Yeah, I got a press release yesterday.
And Bill talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
So now that they tweeted
well,
about
busy
it.
Today. I just see the tweet. It's there. It's official. He's got it. You know what they got him in a hat in? The hat looks like one of those bank robber hats.
It's from Oakland.
Yeah,
it's a picture from Oakland.
It's a picture of him.
Is that a shot?
They've got him in a hat. It's a hat he wore. It's a photograph.
Okay.
He wore it everywhere. The middle of the summer, he was wearing that hat.
Photoshop a hat on him.
Didn't say they photoshopped a hat on him.
They've got him in this hat. No, he put a hat on his own head.
Not for warmth either, because it's not covering his ears.
Yeah.
It's just a hat for style.
Brady wears that goofy hat, that cream one he puts on top of his head. Remember Aaron Rodgers wore it the same night? Like a damn condom. It did. It was like rolled here and it was sticking up here. Like, make sure to leave extra room.
We're going to get back to your calls coming up next. 617-779-0985. Assuming I can get him back up and working here. Just give me a moment. Jim might need your help over here. Might need your help. We'll get back to your calls coming up next. Also, we've got some Colin Cowherd analogies on the New England Patriots that we're going to get to in the noontime hour today that are just, wow, They are A+. His analogies are always off the charts, and today, no different on the Pats.
You got a 2-for-1.
Yeah, that's coming up, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
-779-0985, the telephone number. Let's go to Jim, who's in Connecticut. He's been hanging on. Jim, thanks for waiting. What do you got for us?
Yeah. I'd like to get back to the Patriots. I think baseball season's over. But is what in the world have they done? Is Jack Kraft, what he did in Florida, if he did it, was fine. This is a serious crime. You know, I got...
Wait, what is?
What are you talking about?
Jim, we're not following you. What's a serious crime? We're lost.
What?
What's a serious crime?
Hiring Brown, is he and Belichick should be taken out behind a barn? you know, is Brady thinks he's unique? This guy is unique, all right? He gives new meaning to that word.
Hey, Jim.
What?
You know how you catch a unique rabbit?
What?
Do you know how to catch a unique rabbit?
I've got no idea.
Unique up on it.
Okay, anyway, I just think this guy's going to ruin the locker room environment as tight as it is. It's how are guys like Edelman and White, you know, they should be paid that money. They deserve it. They've been here.
See, that
and guys like...
That's a legitimate point. That's a legitimate point, and I think it was probably a good sign that Edelman was one of the first ones to, you know, chime in on social media and have, like, you know, positive things to say about
it. I don't know.
Chris and I
talked about this on pregame on Sunday.
All right.
And I said, we had Jeff Howe on. Jeff was our guest. And I said, and he brought up that point, the social media. I go, but that's not real life. And Chris goes, yeah, let's be honest. Players' social media is to pander to fans.
Yeah.
And generate revenue that comes from fans, and they tell fans whatever it is they want to hear on there. You know, some of it could be genuine, but if Julian Edelman didn't like it or was holding a grudge and, you know, was thinking to himself, man, I can't believe we bring this guy in and give him $10 million walking through the door, and he's a complete a-hole, and I've worked my ass off, and I've had to go twice to visit other teams to get my contracts here. First time to the Giants, second time to the San Francisco 49ers. I've had to go elsewhere to get free agent visits to prove my worth to the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's had to prove his worth to the Patriots.
It's simple.
Antonio Brown walks through and gets $10 million. Granted, Antonio Brown's talent is off the charts. Yeah. I get it. But a player doesn't necessarily see it that way. And so, yeah, okay, you can post, welcome to the Patriots, Antonio Brown. But if Edelman feels that way, is he going to post it on social media? Is he going to say it out loud? No, because Edelman's the type of guy who is a team-first guy and is not going to come out with that crap. He's going to keep it to himself.
This one's easy for me. If you brought in Ed Humphries, kid, and you're paying him that $11 million signing bonus, and you're making that, that's where if I'm Edelman, I'm pissed.
Would he have,
you're bringing freaking
and would Humphries. Edelman have said anything publicly?
Nope.
No, we would.
You want to got the fire 100 left LFG tweet that he got when Brown signed. Because when you're in the game and as a position, like, I know who the best quarterbacks are. Or you knew it when I played. So you would have no problem with that guy being paid that way. There's no way a decent quarterback right now looks at the Jared Goff thing and says, hey, that guy deserves it. Edelman knows Brown is in that category. He's the best receiver in the league. That's why he's getting $9 million.
Ten.
Unique. Well, whatever. Yeah. Ten.
Ten fully guaranteed.
That's a good call.
10+.
He should call.
Let's call it 10+.
Is that Jim in Connecticut?
Jim in Connecticut.
What? Sounds like my grandfather, huh?
What?
Love that. He's getting.
What do you say about that Belichick guy? Where should he take him?
What?
Behind the barn, I believe.
That's my best call, favorite call of the week.
What color barn?
Red barn, always.
Paint it red.
Classic red.
Paint that red up.
If you have red paint, you paint the barn red. Simple as that.
What?
How do you sneak up on a unique rep?
I have no idea!
Brown, is he in bed? Belichick should be taken out behind a barn.
Here, see?
And given what for, see?
And hit him with a wet noodle.
What?
What's the snap count on?
Oh, sound. My God.
Hey, Jim, what's the first snap count on? Hardy? First sound, let's go. 34 power. First sound. Ready, break. Give me a snap count. Play it.
Jack Kraft.
No. What?
You call him Jack Kraft?
Jack. I'm like, who's Jack? Jack Black?
Jack Welch.
Jack Welch?
Josh in Plymouth. Josh, go ahead.
Beetle.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, hey, Josh.
What's up, guys? Beetle? Hardy?
Yeah.
Sup, Zillow?
What's up?
So, I was thinking about, you know, what? It was pretty neat that we got that that video from the sleepover party and everything. And what did they say? What did Brady say? That different guys got different motivations?
Yeah.
I was going through this in my head. Yeah, I was going through it in my head. And I think the Patriots and I think Antonio, they got the same goal, different motivation. Motivation for Antonio Brown. You guys have been making jokes about it all morning, how he's immature. And I believe that's exactly right. And the only thing that guy's looking to do, really, is he's looking to deliver that 7th Super Bowl ring to the Patriots. I mean, granted, he's got the best chance to win his own ring here. You know that franchise, that fan base, they are clinging to those 6 banners, and they're just barely hanging on being tied for most Super Bowl wins. Now, the Patriots have got the chance to definitely pass him, but with who delivering that ring to him, Antonio Brown, he wants to be that guy to do it. And you want to know what? He has become the most hated person in the NFL, and I embrace it. I hated him Friday. I hated him Saturday until 5 o'clock, and then became his biggest fan. Just wonder what you guys think about that take.
What?
I think that's going to be a common take of a lot of fans. Hate it. Didn't want it. I don't want him here. Got mad at it. Nah, let's go.
Put him in a Patriots uniform, and I love him.
I thought about this more since here. The Brewski audio, too, with Randy Moss. Like, don't be comparing to Randy. You know, like,
you hate a player, that's sort of strong.
Yeah, we came in to win, and we didn't finish it off.
Antonio Brown. I mean, I just thought he was a clown.
Yeah, going back to that Brewski stuff, they were undefeated that year.
It's clownish.
Is this part of what Bill wants to do? Like, what's left for Bill to do in this league as far as legacy and everything? He's won them all. That undefeated here. Like, he almost had it. Like, then Brewski talking about that with Moss just made me think, well, he's not Randy. Randy wanted to win, and, man, we just didn't finish it. Does Bill want to finish it?
Does Bill want to get undefeated?
Does Bill know how good his defense is? Like, the defense is good. We know that. Does Bill know? All right, his defense is pretty freaking good. Need one more piece on offense.
Do you think Antonio Brown's trying to stick it to Pittsburgh by coming here?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Zero.
I don't think it matters to him.
Didn't matter where he was. Yep. That'd be more sticking it to Oakland. Like, ha, ha, I shot my way out.
You know, I know everyone thinks like, oh, he said he wanted to come to the Patriots. Do you know why I think he wanted to come to the Patriots? Everyone thinks, oh, because he wants to win. He wants to be on a good team. I think he wanted to play for a good quarterback. I think he wanted to play in an offense where he knew he could score and could be productive and could go make money.
And play for a good play caller.
And play for a good offense.
Yeah.
Where you know what else they'll probably do? They'll probably go out of their way to force feed him the ball like they did with Josh Gordon.
They did it last year with Gordon. Remember
they force fed the ball
game?
To Gordon.
Remember Tennessee?
They'll probably do it for him, too.
Sure they will. Yeah.
That's probably why he wanted to come here.
And I think
and then at the end, if they do win, it'll be sold as, look at this. He will have rehabilitated his football image.
You know why?
And we'll go back out on the market and make a ton of money.
You know why they want to force feed him early too? It's part of that Gronkowski factor of being part of the personnel group and being in the huddle. If you get AB, say 8 catches, 9 catches next week, it sets it up for down the road. Okay, we could use him to where he's going to influence coverage.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.